Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. Mary is a longtime friend and my longtime announcer, and I surely do thank her for that, for both. Couple of things I want to mention. We'll very quickly go back to our phone calls, but the number if you'd like to call. We are visiting today exclusively on fruit and pecans with Dr. George Ray McEachern from Texas A&M, and he is the best in this state. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We have a couple of lines open if you call right now. If last hour is any indication, they will fill very, very quickly. 800-288-9227. WBAP 800-288-9227. I'm going to, before we go to Tucker Reed, I have something of a somewhat personal nature I want to mention to you, and that is because we live in McKinney, and my wife is a fine arts graduate from college, a music major. We believe in the fine arts in our city and in the schools of Texas. And a couple of things I want to tell you about. Last night, we had the opportunity to go to the McKinney High School, the original McKinney High School, where our kids went to school, and to see a comedy musical called All Shook Up. I'll tell you, I have been to a lot of musicals. I have been to a lot of theater in my life. Married to a fine arts major, you get that opportunity. And this was at the top level of all of that. I cannot believe I'm looking at teenagers who are doing these performances, and they did the choreography themselves. And it is just an amazing performance. There's one more tomorrow night. And if you live in McKinney, and if you have the slightest bit of interest, the name Elvis does not come up in the movie at all, but it's all Elvis music. And it is the cutest thing. And I am just infatuated with the 8 or 10 lead actors, dancers and singers in this show. All Shook Up, McKinney High School. And it begins, I think, at 7 tomorrow night. If you go to the Fine Arts for McKinney ISD, you'll find the listing for that, as well as the one I'm going to tell you about right now. This one is especially close to our heart. We invite you, wherever you are, not even if you're only McKinney ISD, to join us this coming Friday night at 7. Performance begins at 7:30. It will be the best of the three big high schools, McKinney High School, McKinney North High School, and McKinney Boyd High School, bringing their finest bands, orchestra students, and choirs to perform at the Allen Performing Arts Center right beside the Allen High School, not the event center on Stacy. This is right beside the high school. It's a much bigger venue than we have anywhere in McKinney. And this will be the best. There'll be 500 kids performing from that stage over the course of the night, including our grandson, Sam. And folks, it will blow you away. We've done this 2 years ago, same venue, and 4 years ago at the Meyerson, and your mouth just drops open. Tickets are available now. You go to the McKinney Fine Arts Department, McKinney ISD Fine Arts, and you'll see it right there. McKinney Music and the Arts Concert, and all of the proceeds from this event go to help Serenity High, the fourth little school in McKinney ISD that can't support a great big project like this all by itself. Our thanks, as a member of the board of Serenity High, our thanks to the big schools for reaching to support and help and hold hands with the little high school and give us a nice push. So, see you on Friday night. We'll be there applauding wildly. Let me go right now to Tucker Reed. Tucker is the horticulture manager at the Dallas Arboretum, and he's going to tell you about a persimmon that they have there. Tucker, good morning.
Good morning.
You're going to talk about a beautiful little tree that has been there a long, long time. Is that original to the DeGallier estate?
As far as I know, it is. I don't have history on it. That's the one issue that we have with having that little tree there.
Yeah.
We don't have any real history on it at all.
Well, I've been going there since the day the gardens opened, and it's been there. It's been there. It was there waving at me when I came in, so I'm thinking it was a DeGallier tree. Tell us about Japanese persimmons.
Yeah, this is a Diospyros kaki, and this is just a small little fruiting tree. By no means am I an expert on fruiting trees. I deal with flowers, so I'm kind of pushing myself out of my comfort zone right now for this special weekend every year. We have this Diospyros, or this Japanese persimmon. It's a great little specimen tree. It's not very big. A lot of the year, it just kind of blends into the landscape. It's a full sun plant. This is a really strange plant, and across the board, a lot of the persimmons are. They can be very loving of moisture, but also at the same time, very drought tolerant. They want to be a little tree, yet they put thick suckers up to make themselves a thicket. So they're very bipolar in many ways. They don't really know kind of what they always want. This little tree that we're talking about is right on the Paseo as you're coming up. And in the fall when it fruits, because the rest of the year it's just a nice green plant except for the winter where it has no leaves, because the flowers are insignificant, you'll never see them because no one does. But in the fall when you walk up and the pumpkin display is going on, this tree literally looks like a little tree of pumpkins because all these brightly orange-colored persimmons are hanging off of it. And they do very much resemble little pumpkins, little shiny pumpkins hanging up all over it.
So, usually with very beautiful fall color as well. So
yeah, that certainly doesn't hurt it at all. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, our tree and one of the downsides of a persimmon is that a lot of times they're very, very astringent in their taste, mm-hmm. and ours is. The nice thing is we get fruit every year, and sometimes diosporus have to have a male and a female plant to do the cross-pollination. Ours does not need that, so we're lucky that we get fruit every year. But it has to get a lot of cold time on it before it's really powerful.
Well, that is a beautiful little tree, and I know that folks will be watching for that when they go down that beautiful Paseo this spring. For Dallas Blooms, tell us about Dallas Blooms, starting up very shortly.
Yeah, starting up in about 4 weeks. February 28th is the opening of Dallas Blooms. It's also, coincidentally, the reopening of the Children's Garden, which has been under winter maintenance. I've been closed for winter maintenance for the last month and continues to be closed until the beginning of Dallas Blooms. The centerpiece of Dallas Blooms is the 400,000 or so bulbs, hyacinths, tulips, and daffodils throughout the gardens. It's one of the largest bulb displays outside of Holland.
Oh, that'll be fun. Educational courses have begun or will begin in the next few days. Folks, you need to go to dallasarboretum.org and then click on education, sign up for the one that appeals to you or the 10 that appeal to you, and become a member of the Arboretum at the same time, because there are discounts for the educational courses, for the gift shop, and for a lot of events, special admission, things of that sort. So that's really fun. How does somebody find the Dallas Arboretum, Tucker?
You find us at 8525 Garland Road on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you're coming from Point South, take the Grand Avenue exit off of I-30. It'll turn into Garland Road. If you're coming from Points North, take the Garland Road exit and follow the green signs.
It's easy to find, and folks, you need to get there for all kinds of things. If you're a member of the society, join the Arboretum, you will be able to go back time and time again this year and watch it transition from week to week, not season to season, but week to week. All right, dallasarboretum.org, 9 to 5 daily. What did we leave out? Anything? Phone number, 24-hour phone number.
It's 214-515-6500.
Tucker, you are fabulous. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Take care, my friend. That is sponsored by the fine folks at Covington's Nursery and Landscape, 5518 President George Bush Highway. That's just north of Highway 66 in Rowlett. Covington's Nursery opened today, an independently owned and operated nursery providing quality, value, and great service to their customers since 1972. For the past 32 years, I've been doing ads for Covington's and loving every one of them I've gotten to do. They are an 18-acre nursery, and they are stocking with truckloads arriving daily. A huge inventory of beautiful trees and shrubs and flowers, including the recommended fruit trees. And you'll find the A&M introductions of peach trees and nectarines and others, apples, figs, pears, plums, pomegranates, persimmons, and pecans, berries, herbs, and fresh cool season vegetables for your edible garden. Covington's is beautiful. I took a lot of photos out there just last week. So get out to Covington's today. See what a great garden center is supposed to look like. Joe Covington, his friendly, knowledgeable team, they're happy to help you with the best plants and supplies for your garden and landscape. And they have free gardening classes on Saturdays. Check the website for all that information. That's CovingtonNursery.com. Double N in the middle of it. CovingtonNursery.com, 972-475-5888. They'll be open just a little later this morning at 5518 President George Bush Highway at State Highway 66 in Rowlett. CovingtonNursery.com. Between now and 10, if you'd like to order my new book, call 1-800-752-GROW. However, if you have a plant question, call me here at the radio station, 800-288-WBAP. Now back to the program. All right, and remember, if you're calling that number, that we are doing fruit and pecans all morning this morning, and only fruit and pecans. And we have a gentleman who has been waiting very patiently. Dr. George Ray McEachern is our guest from Texas A&M. And, George Ray, we have Mitchell from Bedford. Mitchell, you finally made it. Thank you for being patient with us. How can George Ray help you?
Yeah, Neil, I had a question. I have a two-year-old lemon tree. It's potted. We take it in and out depending on the weather. And it's been putting lemons on for the last year or so, but they haven't been turning yellow. Didn't know if that was just a maturity question of the tree itself or if there's something else I could do.
Do you have any idea the name of the lemon?
It's not a Meyer lemon.
Is it a lemon like in the store or a smooth skin?
It's closer to a lemon in the store, not like a Meyer.
Wow. Well, this is a tropical. It's a very warm climate plant. They can bloom, by the way, all year long. They can produce all year long. We may not have the right temperature, sunlight, heat combination that'll give you the normal fruit ripening. So I would say that the fruit are going to ripen much better if they bloom and fruit in the fall, say like in August and September. But those that bloom and in fruit this time of year, we don't have the right combination of day length, temperature to help us. But be patient. By the way, sometimes I was raised on a citrus farm, and we had trees, we just let them stay in fruit all year long, and we could eat all year long. These off-season fruit will eventually ripen if you just leave them on the tree.
Okay.
That's what we have for you, Mitchell.
All right, I appreciate it.
Sometimes when you try a plant in an unusual environment for that plant, it will react rather unusually. What variety? I know you said you didn't know the variety. This was bought as a grafted variety in a nursery. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, just double checking that. I missed that part of it. Well, I hope that was of help. I really appreciate your waiting on us.
Sure. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. Thank you. Thanks, George Ray. You know what? The standard questions of what's a great peach variety or something like that, George Ray, those are the easy ones for you.
No, we don't get those anymore.
We haven't given you those this morning, have we? I love this. I think the next one is going to be one right up your bowling lane here, coming up from Pat Novilla in just a moment. Black rot on grapes. What treatment works best for grapes?
Okay.
So, yeah, there we're in your wheelhouse, aren't we? All right. Folks, if you'd like to join us, please call right now. Don't be calling about 5 till 10. And whining to all your friends, well, I tried to call, but the program was over. You have time to call right now, and we have a couple of lines open at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. I'm going to do the short form of my ad for my book right now because I'd like to get right back to George Ray as quickly as we can. If you would like your signed copy, and they'll be signed because I've already signed them, and they are boxed and ready to mail tomorrow morning, sign I personally signed these. This is not some kind of robotic arm that comes out and signs them. This is my new book, which is called Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It has an Adirondack chair on the cover, not the cowboy boots. That's the one you'll find in the bookstores. This book is brand new, and that's our landscape, in fact, with the Adirondack chair. It's not out of the Adirondack Mountains. But this is the book that it really is the one I wanted to have all the way through. I decided to self-publish so I wouldn't have to arm wrestle committees and CFO people in publishing houses. I could do it the way I wanted to, and the oddity of it all is it costs about $10 less than it would have if we had gone through a publisher, because they're not involved. 840 photographs, 344 pages. It covers every aspect of outdoor landscaping and gardening basics, monthly calendar of when to do everything, then individual chapters on all the types of plants that you're going to be growing, from trees and shrubs to fruit and vegetables and everything in between. $28.95 plus tax and postage. You can order it from my website at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed, and again, it is not in stores and not on Amazon. You have to order it either by going to neilsperry.com or by calling before 10:30 this morning, 1-800-752-GROW. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call before 10:30, 1-800-752-4769.
Can there be a patent on quality? If there could, I'd give it to Advanced Foundation Repair. Advanced already holds 10 patents for technologies. Those technologies allow their exceptional ProLift repair system to fix just about any foundation. And the fully backed ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees that repair, owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. That, my friends, is quality. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com.
You heard Mary Travland as we began the program this hour. She is my announcer, she is my friend, and she has been my advertiser on this program for many, many years with Dixon Brothers in Mesquite. For 41 years, Dixon Brothers has been working with water. She and her husband own the company. Her dad was the one who really got it up to the speed that you know now. Now, if you are having any kind of pool and spa problems because of freeze damage, they can come out and help you with that. They do service work, and they do great service work. And they have all the supplies you might need also if you care to go to the store. For service on your pool or your spa, your fountain, whatever, if you need a freeze guard, call them at 972-288-7537. They are not open on Sundays, but you can call first thing tomorrow morning at 972-288-7537. If you're a pond keeper, you want to add a de-icer to your pond to keep the surface area ice-free and your fish safe for the balance of this winter time. They know what to sell you. They know how to advise you because all that they do is work with water. They are the specialists, the Metroplex Authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Call 972-288-7537 or go to Dixon Brothers at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, one block north of historic downtown Mesquite. D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney. Serenity High is a school for students who are in recovery from drugs and alcohol and who are seeking a high school diploma in a safe and sober environment. For more information, call me, Principal Julie, at 469-302-7830. On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
Thank you, Julie, very, very much. Again, that big musical performance this Friday night benefiting Serenity High. Thank you, thank you. Let me tell you about our home landscape school, which will be coming up in 13 days on Saturday, all day Saturday, February 14. It is Valentine's Day, and what a wonderful way to celebrate together. You need to get registered, though, because if you're not registered, you can't walk up and walk in. It doesn't work that way. Now, Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens and I will be your teachers all day that day as we teach you how to design a landscape plan to scale. And we'll teach you the principles of great design, the best trees and shrubs to use, how to design beds, how to position the plants within those beds, how to have a perfect lawn, and effective and fun color from annuals and perennials, all the things you need to know about hardscaping elements, the non-living parts of your landscape, all day long that day, and it really is fun. It's our 20th annual. This year sponsored by Encore Electric Service Delivery and by Callaway's. Thank you to them very, very much. 2 weeks after that, on February 28 or March 1, we will give you a 30-minute consultation with a professional landscape designer to finish your landscape plan. And all of that for $199 for one person, $239, two people, same household. Call now to register. 1-800-752-GROW. Same number you call to get my new book, 1-800-752-4769. Or you can go to neilsperry.com anytime today. neilsperry.com. A few seats remain, so don't delay. neilsperry.com, 1-800-752-GROW. We go back to the phone lines, and we'll go to Pat in Ovilla with Dr. George Ray McEachern of Texas A&M. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Neil, and thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
We have a Siebel 9110 grapes that had a real bad case of black rot last year, and I'm wondering, how do I take care of that? Will Daconil, the same thing I use on roses, work or not?
Well, the main thing is to try to get your shoots growing in an upward position between catch wires. Then when the berries are about the size of, well, and maybe even before the size of an eraser on the pencil, is pull the leaves adjacent to the clusters off so that we'll get good air movement and good sunlight onto the berries, and that will help. Now, when it rains all the time, like one, you know, for 3 days in a row, we have to have fungicides on them. Any kind of fungicide will help. We have some commercial fungicides that we use. I don't know that you can get those for home. So there is at the, all the garden centers have what they call a fruit disease fungicide. And I would get those and I would spray them onto the clusters. Another real big important thing on black rot on grapes is to make sure that we have the thing we call closure. When the berries start to get larger and larger and larger, it stops the movement of air and light into the cluster, and it also stops the movement of fungicide. So we want to, whatever fungicide we use, we want to make sure that we get good penetration to the inside of the cluster right before closure. So even if you're not in a warm, wet weather period at that point in time, before you get closure, try to spray these fungicides into the cluster.
Okay.
That will help you. But the main thing is get these shoots up in a vertical position between catch wires, remove the leaves around each cluster.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Pat, for the call very much. Folks, his line is open if you'd like to call right now. We have our longest segment of the program coming up right after the newscast in a moment. And so if you'd like to call, this would be the best time of the morning to call. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Our guest all morning this morning, because this is not my strong suit, and it is certainly his, Dr. George Ray McEachern of Texas A&M. For 38, 40, 42 years, George Ray and I have been kind of parallel. I've been doing ornamental horticulture, both with extension and then for many years on radio. And George Ray has been with the Texas A&M University system for all that time. A great, great guy. George Ray, I have a question for you on grapes. Is it feasible to grow grapes as a vine in a backyard so that they're a dual-purpose plant, or is the pruning just so difficult that you couldn't put them up over an arbor or something for shade?
Well, you can have these arbor vines that are basically jungle vines. You know, you never prune them. There is a grape called Champanelle, which is on our top 10 list. Mm-hmm. And it also has no problems with black rot. The gentleman that just called was talking about black rot on his Seibel 9110. But if he had Champanelle, he wouldn't have to spray at all. And the fruit makes a fabulous juice, makes a real good jelly. And if you let them grow until they're dead ripe, in other words, when you touch the berry, it falls off in your hand, you can eat those. But that's the only grape that you can let grow totally unmanaged, and it will survive. It will become literally a bird's nest jungle. On the other hand, if you do prune it, you know, and even if you don't prune it the way you should prune it, Champanelle would perform better than if it were a jungle. So to answer your question, can you do it? Yes, you can do it, and Champanelle would be your best bet.
All right.
Now, if you go with things like grapes you have at the store, those grapes are very reproductive. They produce way more fruit than the vine can handle. They will kill themselves with time from overcropping. So
you have to be able to maintain those then.
They are surprisingly, just like peaches, the more you prune them, the better they perform.
All right. We'll talk about that right after the newscast. Dr. George Ray McEachern of Texas A&M. Our guest for the last 32 years on Super Bowl Sunday, and we are always grateful for that very, very much. Folks, let me tell you right now about Whiz-Q Stone. Whiz-Q Stone is it has to be the largest stone yard in the Metroplex. I just have not seen one any larger, not even close. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. Mike and his son Derek Wisnan own and operate this wonderful stone yard. Stones and rock and gravel and boulders and flagstones and, well, they have pavestone as well. This is like a toy yard for a guy and probably for a lot of ladies who want to go in and make their landscapes more beautiful. You just don't have a completed landscape until you a beautiful stone in that landscape. They can help you. They know how to advise you on choosing stone for retaining walls or for patios or walks or whatever it is you want. They will help you. A really professional staff there, friendly people. These two men, Mike and Derek Wisnand, father and son team, are renowned in the nursery industry, the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association, for their support of their industry and for their leadership of their industry. And just from my standpoint, from their friendly nature of people, I'm always proud to recommend people go see them at Whiskey Stone. They have surrounded themselves with people who also smile willingly. Great place. Whiskey Stone, open Monday through Saturday, 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth, 817-429-0822. Whiz-Q.com, WHIZ-Q.com. It's Whiz-Q Stone.
We all know how much everyone in Texas loves the rodeo. And when that rodeo is starting, do you really want there to be a non-traditional prayer? There are a lot of people angry over who's praying this year. I'll give you the details in the next Ben Ferguson show right at 9 a.m. on WBAP.
Thank you very much, Ben. Let me tell you about Arborological Services right now. They are the experts your trees deserve. If you have large shade trees, including large pecans, I live in a pecan forest, and Arborological Services is the team, the only company that will ever touch my trees. As long as they're in business, they're working on my trees, and I suspect they're going to be in business for centuries because they're that good. They have a dozen International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. That means that these are men and women who really understand. They talk tree. They can talk to the trees. They're really good. And I'll be very honest. I'll tell you, they have talked me out of some things I thought needed to be done. I'd mentioned them to Steve Hauser, the founder, and he'd say, well, Neil, we really would rather not do that. And I say, okay, that's why you're here. And I just get very quiet at that point. I don't make a lot of suggestions anymore. They have college-degreed plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters on their staff. Two of their people have been selected as Arborists of the Year for the state of Texas, Steve Hauser and Russell Peters. That's the top award in this entire state. Their tree climbing crews have won the Texas State Tree Climbing Championship 22 out of 32 years. For complete tree maintenance to very specialized care, they're the best. Located right here in the Metroplex only. Although they have a toll-free number, they're based here and they work here. 866-552-7267. 866-552-7267. Arborological Services. On the web, it's arborological.com. Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter, at The Tree Experts. On the phone, 866-552-7267, Arborological Services. It's time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. And once again, my friend, here's Major Logan.
Good morning, Neil. WBAP News Time now, 9:33. An American sniper has his day tomorrow. That story after we update traffic and weather on the ones. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com right now traffic watch. A little congestion building right now. President George Bush Turnpike on the eastbound side between Jupiter Road and Renner Road. Also seeing a slowdown in Coppell. Highway 121 northbound between Denton Tap Road and MacArthur Boulevard. Your WBAP 24/7 forecast. Gradually clearing, then becoming sunny today. Falling temperatures, though, with gusty winds. Highs in the upper 50s, falling into the mid-40s by 5 o'clock. It's going to be cold tonight, low near 28. Sunny, chilly tomorrow, high 45. Right now, 57 degrees at DFW. Governor Greg Abbott is declaring tomorrow Chris Kyle Day in Texas to honor the late U.S. serviceman whose life is depicted in the blockbuster film American Sniper.
He made the announcement while speaking to a Texas Veterans of Foreign Wars convention in Austin, which greeted the news with a standing ovation. Kyle's hometown was Midlothian, and he was killed in 2013 at a Glen Rose gun range when he was 37. A former Marine charged in his death goes on trial in Stephenville next month. Abbott said the state will commemorate Kyle's life tomorrow. He did four tours in Iraq and is considered to be the deadliest sniper in U.S. military history. Matt Stoker, 24/7 News.
A brand new poll released this morning in Iowa shows former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee trailing Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker and a few other Republican candidates. Huckabee on CNN's State of the Union
talked about what he thinks of Scott Walker's mojo.
He's definitely, moving forward. A lot of people are interested in him. He's done a great job in Wisconsin. He's weathered three elections. So, sure, he's an incredibly important contender for our party.
At 15 percentage points, Walker leads a big, tightly packed field of potential contenders in that latest poll. Again, clearing skies, falling temperatures today. Tonight's low, 28. Right now, 57 degrees in Grand Prairie. From the 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan. Now back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
Join us for our 20th annual Home Landscape School all-day Valentine's Day, February 14, Saturday. That'll be at the Plano Center. Sponsored by Encore Electric Service Delivery and Callaway's, we'll teach you the principles of good landscape design. Stephen Chambly of Shandor Gardens and I will be your teachers. We'll teach you the best trees and shrubs, annual and perennial color, how to have a perfect lawn, effective entryways and front gardens, and fun patios and backyards. We'll teach you how to design to scale. Bed design and plant placement within the beds, what plants are the best. You'll have a one-on-one consultation with a landscaping professional, your choice of either Saturday, February 28, or Sunday, March 1. You'll leave with a working drawing of your landscape project of your own home. Only $199 for one person, $239 for two people from the same household. Register at neilsperry.com or call 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769.
It's Stock Show time again in Fort Worth. Come see us at the WBAP booth in the Amon Carter Exhibit Hall. Chris Kroc live every weekday at 4. Sponsored by American Tornado Masters, Bath Planet, and Texas Home Improvement. These things are legendary. The Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo and WBAP.
All right, as we mentioned, Callaway's is a sponsor of the Home Landscape School coming up in 13 days. And I'm going to tell you right now about Callaway's because you need to get into Callaway's for all your fruit desires. If you like juicy, sweet fruit right off the tree or right off the vine, get to Callaway's Nursery today. You bet they're open today. Football game day? I didn't know about that. Callaway's will be there until 6 o'clock tonight to serve your needs. They may have found every type of apple, peach, fig, pear, and plum tree that can be grown successfully in the area. They will have your favorite from Granny Smith to Molly's Delicious, ready for the garden at Callaway's. They have pears on great rootstocks, tempting array of citrus trees for a protected area in your patio or for container gardening. Just received a fresh shipment of great fruit trees in a big 5-gallon pot starting at $39.99. They have blackberries and other brambleberries. You'll discover choice selections at Callaway's if you get in today. Callaway's Nursery. Oh, I have never seen this figure before. More than 100 Texas certified nursery professionals in their stores. You can prepare to hear that. Now, that is a great copy point. Ready to answer your questions and make suggestions. Your satisfaction is always 100% guaranteed. 100 Texas certified nursery professionals. Now, they were born here and they are here. That's Callaway's. They are a local independent retail garden center. They do have 17 locations, but they are here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Callaway's Nursery, life lived beautifully. Callaway's.com.
Neil Sperry's eGardens, my free electronic newsletter, goes to more than 40,000 subscribers each month. Sign up at neilsperry.com and check out the very special offer on my new book while you're there. That's neilsperry.com. Now back to the program.
All right, thank you. We are going to take Christine's call from Millsap. And then we're going to give you the list of the best fruit varieties to grow in North Texas. And so grab your pencil and piece of paper. And if you can't do that, if you're driving on the way to church or something, I'll have this on my website. You all right, George Ray?
I'll have this
on my website tomorrow. Just checking on you, pal. Didn't know if to send 911 to you or something. I'll have it on my website and also on my Facebook page by tomorrow evening. So grab that pencil. Let's go to Christina Millsap. You are with Dr. George Ray McEachern of Texas A&M. Christine, thanks for waiting.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's an honor to speak with you both.
Thank you.
I apologize for the mountain cedar. It's got a hold of me.
I think it may have George Ray, too. How can he help you?
I was calling. I love blood oranges, and I was curious. I live down near the Brazos River, and I have more of a clay, silty soil. The sand is more towards the river, and I would love to put in at least 6 blood orange trees, and I wanted to see what you thought about it.
What are the chances?
Well, that would be great. Now, What you're going to have to do is be prepared to cover each tree every time the temperature. On blood oranges, they're not as hardy as Satsuma and Meyer lemon, so you're going to have to use a threshold somewhere between 25 degrees Fahrenheit and 20 degrees Fahrenheit, depending on how vegetative they are. Citrus does not have a chilling requirement or a cool down in the fall. They'll grow anytime the weather is nice, so we get what we call flushes. So if the blood orange is in a flush, well, it can be killed at 25. So you can keep the tree small and then have your tarpaulins, these plastic tarpaulins. I like to put a bed sheet down first or a comforter over the tree first and then put the tarpaulin on top of that. And, Lord, I think you could go down to, at least 20, and then if it gets colder than that, you'll have to have an extension cord with a light bulb, and then you can take it all the way down to 5 degrees. So
wonderful.
Be prepared, and you can do it. Now, I don't know, I like Owari Satsumas, but if your blood oranges are your thing, that's what you're going to have to do.
Christine.
Well, thank you so much.
Christine, try one before you try six. Try one for a year or two.
Okay.
Be very cautious because it gets cold in Millsap.
I will. Yes, sir. Thank you. How about, I'm just excited that I have a chance. What do you think about the soil, though? Any amendment recommendation?
Well, here's what we do on citrus. We create a little mound or a ridge, and we plant them right on top of the ridge or the mound, and then we will have roots within the top 5 or 6 inches that can sustain the tree for a long, long period of time. But I was raised below New Orleans on the Mississippi River where we only had a very shallow soil, so what my dad would do is build these ridges, and we grew all of our citrus on top of the ridges, and that's what you should do.
Wonderful.
Good luck with them, Christine. Thanks for the call, and thanks for waiting.
Guys.
All right, take
thank
care.
You.
George Ray, what would happen if I said sometime when I called you, a week or two ahead of this day, said, why don't we do the whole program on citrus? Would you even answer the next call I made to you? My goodness.
We had 4 calls on
citrus. I know. I know that. All right, I want to go through your list of the recommended fruit varieties. These are the ones that will grow easily and are dependable in North Central Texas. You want to start with number 10, or you want to work from 1 to 10?
No, let's start from the top. And really, the top five depends on the individual. They will all get it done regardless. We'll start out with Orient Pear. I mean, fabulous tree, crop forever, and live a long period of time. Then followed by Methley Plum. Now, when we get in blackberries, we have two ways to go. If you want the thornless, we can go with Ouachita Blackberry.
Spell
or
it. Spell Ouachita.
Oh, it's Q-U-A-C-H-I-T-A.
Mm-hmm. All right, and that is thornless?
That is thornless. But the really good one, and Arlie Powell was a guest speaker at the Texas Fruit Conference this year, and he says without a doubt the Kiowa blackberry is going to be the blackberry of the future for a long, long period of time, but it has vicious thorns on it. So if you can take the thorns, or if you have wildlife that you would like to keep out of the blackberries, thorns would be a good thing. So Kiowa blackberry would be the one or the other. Then, like the gentleman was talking from the Dallas Arboretum, Eureka persimmon. We're talking about a tree that will live basically forever. It's healthy, no insects, no diseases, a crop every year. Beautiful fruit. You wait long enough for this fruit to lose its astringency, and it tastes good. So that would be number four. Now, if you're into the grape deal, we underestimate the potential for Champanelle grape. This grape requires no insect, no disease protection. It has a real strong grower and a wide variety of soils, and it produces a heavy crop every year. If you prune it good, if you don't, it's good also. So Champanelle grape. I will mention about Champanelle grape. It does get a grape leaf folder right after harvest, but it's easy to grow. Now, figs. Celeste figs are on our list, but I think Walmart's Nursery now carries Alma fig. Eventually, Alma fig will move into that number one spot, but right now, Celeste is the one we can buy everywhere. It has cold hardiness and so forth.
It's a little more cold hardy than Alma, isn't it?
Well, actually, we've had some reports of Alma Fig taking the cold better than
all
the
right.
Celeste. So they can go either way on that. Now,
all
on
right.
pecans. There are a zillion pecans. We've got all these fabulous new varieties. But for homeowners, for East and West, Caddo is still the standby you pecan for the long haul. It's a small football-shaped pecan, ultra-high quality, early ripening. And remember, Caddo has outperformed all pecan varieties ever grown in the pecan station at University of Georgia. So
resistant to pecan scab.
It's resistant to pecan scab. That is correct.
That's the okay. big selling point, okay?
That's a big, big statement there. Now, on peaches, we have to qualify peaches. If you're from Waco South, we want to go with June Gold. From Waco to Fort Worth, we want to go to Harvester. From Fort Worth and Dallas North, we do better with Red Globe. So there are three varieties. The warm climate goes with June Gold. The Waco to Dallas climate goes with Harvester. And for the Red River and Oklahoma guys, we want to go with Red Globe peaches. Those
okay.
are three peaches.
All right.
Okay, number nine on the list is Black Beauty Muscadine for East Texas. There are parts of the West Cross Timbers with acid soil that you could grow muscadines of. Again, we've got a crop that requires no insect and disease management. It helps to prune it, but if you don't, it still will perform for you. Now, for East Texas only, we have Tiff Blue Blueberries. This is an unbelievable crop. It does fabulous, no insects, no diseases, high quality, high antioxidants, real healthy food. If we want a berry and we're in East Texas, it would be the one to go with. Now that's 10. So we'll draw a line at 10 and say for all the orange guys, the citrus guys that are calling in, Awari Satsuma is going to be our winner year in and year out.
How do you spell that?
Lord, you got me. Owari, Awari Satsuma. 99% of the Satsumas are Awari. So if you just buy a Satsuma at the nursery, that's probably what you're going to get.
All right. I'll just leave it at that then. I have a question for you, just kind of a logistics question of your list. How come you put pecans number 7 that far down?
Yeah, well, they're big, and they require zinc. You know, they require zinc mm-hmm. foliar sprays. And so these things above it, even if you're not the greatest gardener in the world, they're still going to do well. So pecans are a crop that the more attention they get, the better the soil they have, the more water you can put on. They do respond to management more
right.
than these other
I have
crops.
One really quick set of questions to go down this list that you gave us, and that is whether they require second varieties in an urban area. And then we're going to take a break, our last break, and go back to Paula in Durant, Oklahoma, with a question on peach tree problems. Orient pear require a second variety?
No, sir. They say they do in the book, but in real life, they do not.
And there are lots of
pears. There's so many ornamental pears all across the Metroplex or everywhere, and, you know, they manage to get the pollen.
Methylate
and the
plum.
Thing on the Eureka persimmon, the gentleman from the Dallas Arboretum says, you know, on the deal, if a persimmon does not get pollinated, it will produce a fruit without seed. It'll be parthenocarpic, so it can go both ways on the deal
all right.
as well.
What about methylate plum?
Oh, it's the pollinator for everybody else.
Yeah.
It's hermaphroditic. It has both male and female.
All right. It's a Sunday morning program, George Ray. We have blackberries. They'll be fine. Grapes, they'll be fine, right?
Yes, sir. That's
figs,
correct.
Figs don't require that. Pecans, man, you got enough pecan pollen in Texas to pollinate every
That's
variety.
Right.
Peaches, tell us about peaches.
Peaches also, they pollinate themselves. So the problem we have with the peaches are that late spring freeze. Actually, Texas has slipped in our commercial peach production over the last 20 years with the global warming or the changing of the climate. We invariably get this freeze somewhere at the end of March and first of April that mm-hmm. zaps us on peaches.
Yeah, I get
and
you.
it doesn't affect the homeowners as much as the commercial producers. It's difficult to grow peaches now because of this late freeze. So the pollen is no problem. The problem on peaches is that freeze.
Blueberries, you need a second variety, correct?
Blueberries, you need a second variety, but Tiff Blue will make it on its own.
All right. That's what we needed. Folks, we're going to take a break. We will come back, and we'll finish out with more. I'll have all of what we just put up on my website by tomorrow and also on my Facebook page. Let me give you the number to my magazine office if you would be interested in subscribing to or getting a copy of my brand-new book, which is called Neil Sprey's Lone Star Gardening. I'm going to have to break the habit of saying brand-new when it gets a year old, but it is my new book. The other book, Complete Guide to Texas Gardening with the Cowboy Boots, is 24 years old, almost a quarter of a century. Neil Sprey's Lone Star Gardening is self-published. It is not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It is only $28.95. That's a lot less expensive than the old book and a whole lot more up-to-date and informational. Tons more information in it. $28.95 plus tax and postage. And the added bonus is I am signing the books as we ship them out from my office. They are signed copies. I signed several hundred this week, and they are in boxes and ready to ship out tomorrow. These are first printing books. I won't be able to say that much longer, so if you're interested in a first printing of this book that is not sold in stores, not on Amazon, you'll call my office before 10:30 this morning. You can also order on my website at neilsperry.com, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y.com. This is the book with 344 pages that I wanted to write the first times, and it covers the basics of gardening in Chapter 1, Chapter 2, monthly calendar, 4 pages per month of when to do all the tasks. Chapters 3 through 11 cover all of the aspects of individual types of plants, trees, shrubs, vines, all the way through fruit and vegetables. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now. 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or order at neilsperry.com.
Severe storms in Texas pop up quickly with wind and hail that can damage your roof. Call Wortham Brothers Roofing at 972-562-5788. Schedule your free roof inspection or visit wbroofing.com. They've been in business more than 28 years. Wortham Brothers Roofing provides the highest quality workmanship, materials, and service. That's Wortham Brothers Roofing, 972-562-5788, wbroofing.com.
Bill Jensen, the owner of Norway Irrigation, has been my friend for 44 years, one of the first people I met when we moved to the Metroplex. And I have come to know him for the last 32 years as the best irrigation contractor in the Metroplex. Norway Irrigation is his company, and for all of that time, they have specialized in water-efficient systems. They have always been concerned about conserving water, and they can do that for you now. They control when you water and convert your old above-ground system to the finest, most reliable drip irrigation system available. Your grass and plants have different watering needs. Drip irrigation systems give you the freedom to decide when and how much you need to water. Norway Irrigation features Weathermatic equipment. That's the best in the business. Bill will not compromise on the quality of what his crews install. That's Norway Irrigation for Weathermatic, serving the entire North Texas area. Their service department is second to none, so get your system all fixed up for the springtime. Call now before they get just really busy coming into the spring. They do my sprinkler irrigation work. I've watched them work. They are fabulous. That's Norway Irrigation, best in the business. 972-446-3292. That's 972-446-3292. Always important to me that you mention that I was bragging about him. Bill is my friend. He deserves that. 972-446-3292, NorwayIrrigation.com.
Join us for our 20th annual Home Landscape School, sponsored by Encore Electric Service Delivery and Callaway's, all day Saturday, February 14, Valentine's Day at the Plano Center. $199 for one person, $239 for two people from the same household. We will teach you how to design to scale, the best plants to use, and how to place them. You'll also have a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping professional, February 28 or March 1, your choice. Register today, 1-800-752-GROW or neilsperry.com.
Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry. They are the people who will make your house whole once again. Had a chance to visit with my friend Fred Marshall, my sponsor of more than 20 years, and this week, and I am just amazed at the business that he has developed and the integrity with which he has developed it. I'll tell you, this is a great foundation repair company. They have done foundation repair at my home on our sunroom. Fred and I were kind of, he remembered every square foot of our house and what they did at our house to help make that room. It was poured separately as a part of the not part of the original foundation. Man, it had troubles, and they fixed those troubles. At my magazine office, they came into a pier and beam house, a 90-year-old building, and they made it whole once again as well. They have a separate division within Advanced Foundation Repair for that. They have a lifetime guarantee on their work. They have patented many aspects of the foundation repair system that they use. They are the best. 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair. On the web, it's foundationrepairs.com. 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair. All right, and we go to Paula in Durant, Oklahoma. And Paula, we need to have your question really quickly. We have one other thing we need to talk to George Ray about.
Okay, what I've got is a peach tree that was loaded last year, and just a day or so before the peaches got ripe enough to pick, great big green bugs that looked like June bugs got on them and would eat them overnight and just leave the seeds hanging. And I was wondering what I need to do this year.
George Ray?
Wow, what we need to do is spray them with 7. 7 is the only chemical that you can spray the day before harvest, and it will kill them. Now, this is not a normal situation, so the best IPM program is if you don't have the insect, don't spray. So don't spray ahead of time, but watch them every day, and if something goes in and starts chewing on the insects, on the peaches, you need to spray them. After you spray them, all you have to wait is 24 hours, then you can pick them. We have another insect that gets on peaches that causes cat facing or little deep dimples in the fruit, and you need to watch for them and also spray as needed on those.
George Ray, I want to give you time to mention your Gulf Coast Grape Conference. When is that coming up?
That's going to be February the 6th. That's a Friday. It's Cat Spring, Texas. And it's called the Cat Spring Grape Meeting. We'll have over 100 people from all over Texas there discussing information, gathering information on how to grow grapes.
How does somebody find out more about it?
You can contact Justin Shiner. Or I think you could Google in Cat Spring Grape Meeting on the web and get it. But Justin at Texas A&M can give you all the details.
All
He's
right.
coordinating the meeting.
George Ray McEachern with Texas A&M, my buddy. Thank you, sir. Thanks for listening, everybody. Happy gardening.